Come, the risen Lord, We want to be with you today forevermore. Come, glorious Father, come, King of kings, Lord of all creation, you're the Prince of Peace. Your bride awaits for you with heads uplifted high. Today we look for you, our champion in the sky. Spirit and the bride, say come. Spirit and the bride, say come. Today we welcome you, Lord. Spirit and the bride, say come. Spirit and the bride, say come. Come, glorious Father, come, King of kings, Lord of all creation, Lord of everything, who was and is to come, the risen Lord. We want to be with you today forevermore. Come, glorious Father, come, King of kings, Lord of all creation, you're the Prince of Peace. Your bride awaits for you with heads uplifted high. Today we look for you, our champion in the sky. Spirit and the bride, say come. Spirit and the bride, say come. Today we welcome you, Lord.
Mary, did you know that your baby boy would one day walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? Child that you delivered will soon deliver you. Mary, did you know that your baby boy will give sight to a blind man? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will calm the storm with his hand? Did you know that your baby boy walked where angels trod? When you kiss your little baby, you kiss the face of God. Oh Mary, did you know? Thank you.
only imagine what it will be like when I walk by your side. I can only imagine what my eyes will see when your face is before me. I can only imagine. By your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus, or in awe of you be still? Will I stand in your presence, or to my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak at all? I can only I can only imagine. I can only imagine when that day comes and I find myself standing in the sun. I can only imagine when all I will do is forever, forever worship you. I can only imagine, yeah. I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus, or in awe of you be still? Will I stand in your presence, or to my knees will I fall?
You paint the night that I am yours. On eagle's wings before my God. before my God.
Jesus, we praise you, we worship you. We will rise to meet you in the air. Thank you, Jesus. Welcome to Rapture Centric Church, where Jesus Christ is our pastor, the Holy Spirit, our guide, our counselor, our friend. Abba, welcome, Father God, our Abba, our Creator. We love you. And of course, Jesus is our bridegroom, our Lord of Lords, our King of Kings, our Savior, and our friend as well. We love you all. Welcome to Rapture Centric Church. You are welcome here, Holy Trinity. Thank you, Abba, for creating this church for us and allowing us one more day. We would rather be up there praising you and worshiping you in person, but thank you for this day to fellowship and to try to win more souls for your kingdom. Sow more seeds. Plant more seeds, I should say. We love you. We can't wait to be with you. Have you walk amongst us, Abba, and fellowship with you, Jesus, and Holy Spirit, Abba. What a glorious time to be in your presence forever, for eternity, to feel your love, your unconditional, amazing love in full force in heaven. It will be an amazing time. We only feel probably a quarter of it here on earth because we are not in our glorified bodies yet. We are mere, mostly flesh, with our spirit thriving to get out, yearning to get out to be glorified to you, Lord Jesus, with you in heaven. We love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you, my Lord Jesus. Praise you. I praise you. I worship you. Praise you, Father God, my Yahweh. My Abba, praise you, Holy Spirit, my friend, my guide. I love you all. I pray that you're having an amazing day. And I pray for the Rapture-Centric Church and their families and all the brides, all your Elopture brides. Cover us all with the precious blood of Jesus and your holy wounds. And I thank you for continuing to share us with your peace and your joy and your happiness. Continue to show us with strength and endurance and your wisdom and knowledge. Continuing to fill us with your oil so that our lamps will always be full. Continue to shower us with favor and blessings, for my God supplies all our needs according to glorious riches in Christ Jesus. And thank you for continuing to showering us with your health, your perfect health. For by your stripes, Lord Jesus, we are healed. So thank you for healing everyone in the RCC, in the brides, and our families from the top of our heads to the tips of our toes, whether it be physically, emotionally, mentally. Thank you that we are all healed by your stripes, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you. I worship you. I was just going to say a little prayer to this little young man. Probably in his teens, named Kyler, who has inoperable brain cancer. I guess there was a post, and he's like, I'm not a celebrity, so nobody's praying for me. Well, I want to let you know, Kyler, that we here at the RCC will pray for you. So, Lord Jesus, I lift up Kyler to you. I thank you, Lord Jesus, for laying your amazing healing hands upon Kyler and performing your miracles. Because you are the only one that can perform miracles, and you are the only one that can heal, Lord Jesus. So by your stripes, Lord Jesus, Kyler is healed. And in Jesus' name I pray, amen. In Jesus' name I bind and rebuke all cancer from Kyler's brain and body, and I command it out now. I cast it out now. Feet of Jesus until judgment day. Thank you that Kyler is healed, for you, Lord Jesus, took all disease, sickness, infirmities on your cross with you, and they died with you, and because of your resurrection after 3 days, We are new creations in Christ Jesus. Therefore, we are healthy, whole. Thank you for doing the same thing for my roommate's friend Pam, removing all cancer for her body as well. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. We praise you. We worship. Thank you for the healing of Kyler. Thank you for healing of my roommate's friend Pam and all of the other healings around the world through the children's hospital. Thank you for healing all those children and every children's hospital. Thank you for healing, removing people from those hospitals, and because you, Lord Jesus, have healed them all. So thank you that everyone with any sickness and disease are healed because of your stripes, Lord Jesus. Thank you for the miracles that you are performing as I speak. Thank you. In your name, Lord Jesus, in the name of Jesus, everyone is healed. Thank you, Jesus. For by your stripes, Lord, we are healed. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. And I pray for all your lost souls. I pray for the conversion and salvation of all your lost souls, no matter how they're lost. You know who they are. You know what they're struggling with. So I pray for their salvation and conversion. I pray, Lord Jesus, that you forgive them. Have mercy on their souls. Forgive them their sin. Forgive them, for they know not what they say. Forgive them, for they know not what they do. And we are all sinners. We all fall short of the glory of God. But because of your bloodshed, Lord Jesus, we are all made new and whole again in everything. All of our transgressions, iniquities, and sins are washed away because of your blood, Lord Jesus. We thank you for that, the ultimate sacrifice you paid, the unblemished lamb being our sacrifice, the sacrifice of Abba, Yahweh. Thank you, Yahweh, for sacrificing your son for us, your perfect son that you gave to us to be sacrificed as our lamb, his blood washed for us, over us, cleansing us. Thank you, Abba, for your love, loving us unconditionally, loving us so much, along with you, Lord Jesus, loving us so much, to be allowing yourself to be the sacrificial lamb. Thank you. Thank you for choosing us for a time such as this, that we get to experience your glory. We get to see you in person, coming to take us home, your eloped brides, that we get to be eloped with, home to heaven, alive in your presence, and run into your arms. Thank you for times such as this, Lord. Thank you for choosing us. Thank you for loving us. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, praise you, praise you. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Yahweh, our Father God. We love you, Holy Spirit. Thank you for continuing to counsel us and guide us and keep us on the lighted path of righteousness and doing the will of God, our Father God. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. And let's put on our full armor of God, Ephesians 6:13-18. Therefore, put on the full armor of God. So when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. After you've done everything to stand, stand firm then with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, your breastplate of righteousness in place, your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith, which can extinguish all flaming of the arrows of the evil one. Take the helm of salvation, the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and pray in the Spirit on all kinds of occasions, all kinds of prayers, requests, and supplications. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Ephesians 6:13-18, and let's do Psalm 91. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. Truly he will save you from the fowler's snare and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and your rampart. You will not fear the terror of the night, nor the arrows that fly by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in darkness, nor the plague that destroys at midday. 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. You only observe with your eyes and see the punishment of the wicked. If you make the Lord, the Most High, your dwelling, even the Lord who is my refuge, then no harm will befall you. No disaster will come near your tent, for he will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. They will lift you up in their hands, that you will not strike your foot against a stone. You will tread upon the lion and the cobra. You will trample the great lion and serpent. Because he loves me, says the Lord, I will rescue him. I will protect him, for he acknowledges my name. He will call upon me, and I'll answer him. I'll be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray, amen. Psalm 91.
Agreed.
How great thou art, how great thou art, my Lord Jesus, how great thou art. Great thou art, Father God, how great thou art, Holy Spirit. So welcome to chat, everyone. Welcome, Rena to chat, love you. Welcome, Michelle to chat, love you. Welcome, Rosemary to chat, love you. Welcome, Jerry to chat, love you. Welcome, guests, love you, guests. Welcome to chat. I love you, everyone listening. Welcome. I love you, everyone going to listen in archives. And I have my mama Pat on the line. Welcome, mama
Hi,
Pat.
Hi,
hi.
Love you all. Love you all. Yeah, just some Bible verses I came across. It's just good stuff. So if you want me to, I just wanted to maybe read some. I don't know. It was Deuteronomy on the Lord takes care of you. Like a message to Israel, chapter 8.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just had a few other little Bible verses that I thought were uplifting, one or two, just sentences. So if you want to talk about stuff or bring people or whatever, let me.
Much, except there was a 6-point, according to my USG, a 6.6 earthquake in Mexico. But
yes, right.
Now it's listing a 6.4 as well. So anyway, there
mm-hmm.
was a 6 earthquake in Mexico today. That is all that I saw. Okay, so go ahead, Mama Pat. It's always good to hear
okay.
words.
Oh, no, chapter 8, it's like an encouragement for us, but it's a message to Israel. So anybody listening, I mean, like out there who could even, I don't know, pray for Israel or give this to them or tell them to read this, because the Lord doesn't give up on us, but he warns us. He warns us. But anyway, this is just a little something different. Hebrews 2, 1. Therefore, we ought to give more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. And then 3 John 2. Beloved, I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. And then I might need about 4 minutes to read this, but someone sent it in another email, and I just opened it here. But just pray to the Holy Spirit before I read this, and you'll see what, you kind of feel the heart of God, you kind of feel the pleading of God, you feel the kind of warning of God, you see how he's taking care of us, you can kind of gauge his hurt when we don't follow this. So Ephesians, Deuteronomy. On your own, you can read Ephesians chapter 5, 1-8. I'm not going to go into that, but that's another excellent one. But this is called The Lord Takes Care of You, and I know I'm going to need about 4 minutes, but just ask the Holy Spirit to inspire you as I read this, because I just felt that, just kind of an uplifting and a warning as well. And he's talking to Israel here. Moses said, Israel, do you want to go into the land the Lord promised your ancestors? Do you want to capture it, live there, and become a powerful nation? Then be sure to obey every command I am giving you. Don't forget how the Lord your God has led you through the desert for the past 40 years. He wanted to find out if you were truly willing to obey him and depend on him. These are key words. So he made you go hungry. Then he gave you manna, a kind of food that you and your ancestors had never even heard about. The Lord was teaching you that people need more than food to live. They need every word that the Lord has spoken. Over the last 40 years, your clothing hasn't worn out and your feet haven't swollen. So keep in mind that the Lord has been correcting you just as parents correct their children. Obey the commands the Lord your God has given you and worship him with fear and trembling. The Lord your God is bringing you into a good land with streams that flow from springs in the valley and hills. You can dig for copper in those hills, and the stones are made of iron ore, and you won't go hungry. Wheat and barley fields are everywhere, and so are vineyards and orchards full of fig, pomegranate, and olive trees, and there is plenty of honey. Moses said to Israel, after you eat and are full, give praise to the Lord your God for the good land he gave you. Make sure you never forget the Lord or disobey his laws and teachings that I am giving you today. If you always obey them, you will have plenty to eat, and you will build good houses to live in. You will get more and more cattle, sheep, silver, gold, and other possessions. But when all this happens, don't be proud. Don't forget that you were once slaves in Egypt and that it was the Lord who set you free. Remember how he led you in that huge and frightening desert where poisonous snakes and scorpions live. There was no water, but the Lord split open a rock and water poured out so you could drink. He also gave you manna, a kind of food your ancestors had never heard of about. The Lord was testing you to make you trust him so that later on he could be good to you. When you become successful, don't say, I'm rich and I've earned it all myself. Instead, remember that the Lord your God gives you the strength to make a living. That's how he keeps the promise he made to your ancestors. But I'm warning you, if you forget the Lord your God and worship other gods, the Lord will destroy you, just as he destroyed the nations you fought. So, there you go. You know, that was very refreshing to when I read that earlier. And it's like, be grateful. Don't forget. Say thank you. It's not you, it's him. And as long as you praise him and thank him, he keeps on giving. Keeps on giving. So we look at today with the world going to hell in a handbasket and everything crazy, but what about the ones who say, Father God, I trust you and I love you. I thank you profoundly for your beautiful creation, for you taking care of me. I thank you for all the gifts. You don't think the Father doesn't love to hear that kind of a prayer in this day and age? You better believe he does. You better believe he does. So tell him thank you. Thank you for your son Jesus who died for us and saved us so we could come home. So, you know, it made me think. So right after I read that, I just started, you know, praising God and thanking him. How much the Father needs to hear that. He needs to hear our thank you. He really does. This touched me very deeply, how hurt God is. That people are so proud and stupid and that they don't turn to him and they puffed up and they think they're God, they're little gods running around, and this is from my efforts. They never thank him. They never anything, you know. It's so sad. It's so sad, you know.
They will find out soon enough that who's behind everything, that they will be on their knees, bowing and thinking.
But it just showed the heart of God that he wants to bless us and give us wonderful things and take care of us if we remember where the source is coming from and if we say thank you to a loving Father who cares about his children. You know?
Mm-hmm.
We mustn't forget. We have to say thank you. We must. And he will take care of you just from heartfelt thanks, you know, and with humility and thanksgiving. You know, say, Father, thank you. Father, thank you. You're so good. Your creation is awesome. And I'm happy to be a part of it, even with the trials and tribulations that are teaching me lessons in love, that I believe that's why we're here, to become another Jesus Christ, to love as Jesus loves, okay? And to be as much like him as we possibly can. So the trials and tribulations, just say, Father God, what am I learning from this? Teach me through this trial and tribulation how to love more, how to be more patient, how to be more like your son. Just ask him. The gifts of the Holy Spirit, the fruits of the Holy Spirit, ask for them. You know, as it says, if you who know how to give good things to your children, if they ask for a bread, you're not going to give them a scorpion. And Father God, he knows how to give good things to his children. And he's not going to give you a serpent if you're asking for bread. He's going to give you the wisdom you need to be and equip you in every way possible to be the person you're supposed to be walking on the earth in your time of the earthly sojourn. You know, that you will be as he wants you to be. But be grateful, be humble, be thankful. And you'll see the blessings flow. You will. We put a stop to it by our ingratitude, by our forgetfulness, by our not making efforts to, you know, find out what truth is, by not asking the Holy Spirit to reveal things to us or be a part of us, you know. And God God gives you the graces, I'm sure he does, every day. He bombards us with inspirations and insights and dreams and visions, you know, to bring us about, to bring us about to where we should be and how we should be. So there's my little preach for the day.
Thank you, yes. Thank you. We love you, Jesus, and we are grateful and thankful here at the Rapture Center Church for sure. And it's funny because Rosemary had posted something earlier, which is interesting. And if you think about it, it's so true. She said, let me go back and find it. She said, thinking of where we live, and we have the country, she said, we have the country covered with praise from coast to coast and in between, even with just a few of us here. So with just a few of us here, with the you and then Rosemary and Jerry and Raina and Michelle and Chat, we basically have the whole our whole U.S. covered from top to bottom, because we have Raina over in Canada and you over in New Jersey. Rosemary is in Pennsylvania, I think, and then Michelle's in Texas, so that's the south. So we have the east, the south, the west, and the north all covered.
Yes.
With praise. Yes.
And I think if 2%, I read it somewhere, if 2% of a country will praise God and love him and pray for others, he will bless the whole world because of those 2%. Yeah. We're like
yeah.
the 0.5%. Keeping it all together for the world. You don't think our prayers aren't powerful because of the relationship we have with Christ? Because we've chose to have that relationship? We've chose not to forget him? You don't think our prayers aren't powerful? Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. They are very powerful. God is listening to us because we've listened to him. Okay? And we honor him. Even though we have faults and miseries, granted, you know, he is still blessing us because we haven't forgotten. We know how to say thank you. We know where our gifts come from. We have humility, okay? He searches the heart. And when he searches our hearts, hopefully he can find genuineness, sincerity, you know. We say what we mean, and we mean what we say. We don't play games, you know. We're totally true from our hearts to his heart. That's what he sees. That's what he has seen, and that's what he sees now, and that's what he will see until we've gone up, you know? But prayer is very powerful. If you pray sincerely from your heart, sincerely and with confidence from your heart, it's like flaming arrows to his heart. It really is. Don't ever underestimate the power of prayer and what you, even you look at him and say, Jesus, mercy on the world. He's heard you. And because of your relationship with him, because you've made the effort to make a relationship with him, there are blessings and there are prayers that are answered. Our prayers are answered. This precious group, our prayers are answered. And he unites them with all the other people praying in the world, of course. But I have a very strong feeling that this family here, you know what I'm saying, is powerful in prayer. Because each and every one means it. Everyone here is sincere. Okay? And we can pray for anything. And God is going to honor that prayer because of the love relationship that he is the bridegroom of our soul. Okay? There's something very special when you're bride and bridegroom. Oh, my goodness. And when God is your husband, oh, my goodness. Look out, world. Because when we pray, he hears it. Because he's in love with us, just as we're in love with him. We've chosen that. God leaves us free. We're living by faith. But we chose that. We chose to be his. And he knows that. He knows we're his. And that's what makes it so special and beautiful, because he knows and we know. Words or no words, just glances, sighs, whatever, he knows. He knows we're his. And as long as that's going on, other things are going to go on too. And there'll be many blessings for the world. There will be. Yeah. Yeah. So we know the power of prayer, and we make use of it. God knows that too. And we will. We pray from our hearts. So pray away, family.
Yeah.
And when we come together here, when we say, like if we, the bunch of us on the phone or in chat agree, we agree that God will be merciful to the world. We agree that there will be conversions. We agree ISIS will be defeated. We agree that, you know, our enemies will be converted, because you want that. You don't want anybody in hell. We agree to that, Jesus. We agree that you are going to take the bull by the horns in this world and just toss, and good things are going to happen because we've agreed that they will happen. We believe. We believe. We believe.
Amen.
We know their faith. We believe. We
I
believe.
Agree.
Things are going to happen. Go ahead. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I was just reading chat. Ray was putting Canada's government stands for Israel. She was happy to hear that.
Yeah.
Yeah, we definitely, we believe we're two or more guided in his name. It is so.
We believe. Yeah, we believe. He knows we believe. And he knows that when we pray to him, we know that he's heard us. We believe in a very great and good God. And we want to work with him. We want to love with him. We want to pray and have the prayers answered with him. You know, it's teamwork. It's not God alone. It's not man alone. It's God and man together. Always. Never one alone. Always together. And he loves that togetherness with his creation, with his children, with his brothers, his brides, his friends. You know, he loves that.
Yeah, as Jesus says in his word, thank you, Father, for you hearing my prayers. You always hear my prayers, something to that effect. And thank you, Jesus, Father God, for hearing our prayers, for you always hear our prayers.
Always, always hears our prayers. And we believe that. We have utmost confidence that he hears our prayers. And he knows we have that confidence. So it's always a two-way conversation. It's always, you know, and anything, just the sense of his presence is always so strong. And I know when I pray for things, he has heard me. When you pray for things, you know he has heard you. And there's the greatest happiness is to believe that God is real, that he's in our life, and that we love each other. You know, that's the crux of our life, is him, is his son. You know, but just through the day, just throw your hands up and say, Father, thank you. Thank you for your wonderful kindness, your awesome creation, so varied, and how thoughtful you are in creation that you give us all these beautiful things from a little blade of grass to a beautiful rose to the peacock with all the feathers, you know, and even the most minute, the butterfly. Just thank him. I think he loves that when we look at his creation. I mean, I'm awestruck. I am dumbfounded. It's astronomical when you think of all the things that Father God has created for his children to make them happy or to delight them or just thrill them or, you know, make them surprised, like make new discoveries of things. Like sometimes I watch some of the things they did. I mean, it sounds maybe childish. The sea creatures, the things they found in the deep. I mean, it blows your mind. Something, you know, 30,000 feet down has little angular things to catch fish or blue lights on it or all these intricate things. And it's like nobody even sees this stuff, you know, half the time unless they go down and discover it. But his creation is everywhere, and it's so awesome. God's creation is so awesome, from the minutest to the biggest. It's awesome.
Amen. And that said it in the song I played earlier, How Great Thou Art.
Yes,
Lord, thy God, when I'm in awestruck wonder, consider all the things of the world thy hands have made.
There you go.
So, there you go.
Yeah.
It reminds me, it's the 17th of December today, and that happens.
Yes, it is.
John 17 happens to be the prayers that Jesus put out, so I'm going to read that.
Okay.
After Jesus said this, he looked toward heaven and prayed, Father, the time has come. Glorify your Son, that your Son may glorify you. For you granted him authority over all people, that he might give eternal life to all those you have given him. Now this is eternal life. They may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. I have brought you glory on earth by completing the work you gave me to do. And now, Father, glorify me in your presence with the glory I have with you. I had with you before the world began. Jesus prays to his disciples. I revealed you to those whom you gave me out of this world. They were yours, you gave them to me, and they have obeyed your word. Now they know that everything you have given me comes from you, for I gave them the words you gave me, and they accepted them. They knew with certainty that I came from you, and they believed that you sent me. I pray for them. I am not praying for the world, but for those you have given me, for they are yours. All I have is yours, and all you have is mine, and the glory has come to me through them. I will remain in the world no longer, but they are still in the world, and I am coming to you. Holy Father, protect them by the power of your name, the name you gave me, so that they may be one as we are one. While I was with them, I protected them and kept them safe by that name that you gave me. None has been lost except the one doomed to destruction, so that Scripture would be fulfilled. I am coming to you now. I say these things while I am still in the world, so that they may have the full measure of my joy within them. I have given them your word, and the world has hated them, for they are not of the world anymore, and any more than I am of the world. For they are not of the world any more than I am from of the world. My prayer is not that you take them out of the world, but you protect them from the evil one. They are not of the world, even as I am not of it. Sanctify them by the truth. Your word is truth. And you sent me into the world. I have sent them into the world. For them I sanctify myself, that they too may be truly sanctified. My prayer is not for them alone. I pray also for those who will believe in me through their message, that all of them may be one. Father, just as you are in me and I am in you, may they also be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. I have given them the glory that you gave me, that they may be the one as that may they may be one as we are one, I in them and you in me. May they be brought to complete unity, to let the world know that you sent me and have loved me, even as you have loved me. That you have sent them and have loved them, even as you have loved me. Father, I want those you have given me to be with me where I am, and to see my glory, the glory you have given me, because you have loved me before the creation of the world. Righteous Father, though the world does not know you, I know you, and they know that you have sent me. I have made you known to them and will continue to make you known, in order that the love you have for me may be in them, and that I myself may be in them. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. That was John 17. So,
yeah, beautiful. I was thinking of that today, too, how this kind of all, you know, fits in together. Yeah.
Yeah, wonderful.
I sent you an article just now. I don't know if you knew this one. Desperate people in China are buying cans of air imported from Canada because of the horrible smog over there. Yeah.
They're buying cans of what?
Of air.
Oh,
imported from Canada. Yeah. They have oxygen in a bag. I sent you the article to a bunch of you, Rose, everybody. Michelle and everybody. Raina and everybody. Yeah, the desperate people in China. Yeah, I have the thing if you wanted. Residents in smog plagued nations would rather inhale the scent of pine than the toxic odor of car exhaust. And it has here, when it comes to cutting greenhouse gas emissions, climate activists who showed up in Paris hope negotiators would understand that desperate times call for desperate measures. Well, in the case of people in China who are fed up with inhaling polluted air, it seems desperate times call for buying air imported from the wilds of Canada. On the heels of the first ever government-issued red pollution alert in Beijing and ongoing smog problems in other major cities across the country, people in Asian nation are snapping up cans of Vitality Air. So this is yeah. Oh, look at that. Our first shipments of 500 bottles of fresh air were sold in 4 days. This is from Canada. So they're selling this stuff. Wow, wow. It's a plastic bag of air on eBay for $160. But then they realized that there was a market for this. So that's what they're selling, is air. Oh, it's incredible. So they can breathe this air from this bag, and they're shipping it to... Because it's very bad over in Beijing. You know, people can't breathe. Yeah. So you can read the bunch of you I sent it to just now so you can see. I don't know how they're going to solve their problem. You know, even if they cut down cars for a while, it's still going to take time to clear the air. It costs $22 for 7.7 liters of air, mostly being bought by well-off Chinese women. In China, fresh air is a luxury, something so precious. Wow, this is bad.
There was someone had a word talking about how the air quality in China and that how his imminent return is going to be happening. That's going to be happening more than just China now. It'll be happening
comes back, that's what's going to be happening. That the going to be more than just China. When you see bad air like that, there's something about that.
Listen to this. In comparison, in China, folks are actually breathing in air that's legitimately toxic. A study released, this is awful, a study released in August found that 4,000 people a day, 1.6 million men, women, and children die from inhaling dirty air. Wow.
I think that maybe explains, because where I work at Universal, a lot of the Asian culture, probably Chinese, are walking around with masks on. Or not a lot, but I mean, you see them more so than anyone walking with masks.
Bad.
It's probably because they're used to wearing them in China.
Exactly.
I think they have to wear them everywhere.
And it sure seems that the founders of Vitality Air know what people want. No smog, no pollution, just nature and fresh, clean air, reads the company's website. So apparently they can buy this 7.7 liter of air and breathe it. I guess you just use it when you go out and breathe it. Yeah, that's always, boy, it's just incredible. Incredible. Wow, and you're going to have a lot more people dying, especially the children and the elderly. Anybody with asthma? Judy and I wouldn't last a day over there. We can't breathe as it is now.
Yeah, people with asthma definitely don't go to China.
Yes, we'd be found. You'd find us on the street. No, God would take care. Just don't go to China.
Yeah, well, people with asthma
not
believing in God, don't go to China.
Don't go to China. You won't make it.
Fries don't go to China.
Fries
will be bad. Yeah, this is crazy.
Wow. Oh, gosh, these poor people.
I think it's bad here when because we have a lot of smog here in L.A. I think it's bad when we have, like, smog when you know, if you're flying above it or if you're on a mountain, you can see, like, the whole valley filled with smog. I thought we had it bad, but when I saw it.
No,
seen
these
those,
people are dying. They're dying.
I've seen those pictures.
Masks on.
And
every
crazy
person has a mask on. Wow.
Yeah, and, you know, ours gets washed away. If it rains, all of that disappears for a while, and then it, you know, works its way back. But, yeah, it's crazy. We're in the end times.
Oh, these poor people.
Oh, Jesus is coming. People get ready. Jesus is coming.
Amen. Amen.
We love you, Jesus. We thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, dear God, for everything. Wow.
Talking about, in chat there being, talking about air. Air in heaven is good, I hear. And Jerry's like, I can't buy God in a can. He's like, okay, I'll stick with Rosemary.
No, you can't.
And Raina said, no, you can't, but you can in your heart and life.
Yeah.
And Jerry said, yeah, but he can't be put in a box. And he said, yes, in your heart.
No, not at all. Not at
box
all.
Or bottle, and he will give you eternal life, not air in a bottle. And then Jerry puts Ruach Kadesh brand air.
Oh, my gosh. But imagine such a bad problem over there. They have to have air in a whatever, a can. I don't know what they're doing. You can have those little, you can have those little, what do they call them? Well, you see the people who have breathing problems, they have the portable tank with the mask, you know, to breathe.
Portable oxygen tanks.
Oxygen tanks, yeah.
They have oxygen bars here, and like they have one at City Walk where I work at Universal, so it's probably very similar what they're doing, buying. People can pay and just sit with an oxygen mask on them and breathe in pure oxygen.
Wow. I know
that. It's called an oxygen bar. So that's probably
what they're doing. Oh, my gosh. That's incredible. It'll be all over China. Oh. Boy. Wow. Poor souls.
Yeah.
What a terrible country. I mean,
Well, maybe, you know what? It's God is in this. He's doing it to change, you know, they worship
yes.
idols there. He's doing that to turn it to him, like let him know, hello.
Yes, I'm here.
I am the only one that should be worshipped.
Yep, I'm
why?
The breath of life. Yep.
That's why he's doing it.
He's allowing things to happen, of course.
He's trying to do it to wake him up. Like,
absolutely.
Hello.
Yes, you can't do this without me. Right.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Exactly.
And you're coughing.
I'm still trying to get over it. I mean, I'm basically healthy, but if I screw up and eat, like, anything dairy or drink anything dairy, it...
Really?
...back because it causes...
You have allergic... Oh, wow.
And then if you're already trying to get over it, it just puts more mucus back in your lungs. I mean, your body...
Yeah,
and
dairy will do that to you, right. I've heard
that. And
then
it gets into your lungs, and then that's why you cough, because your coughing is trying to expel it all from your lungs. So it's still...
And you have lactate-free?
I'm not sure.
Hmm.
I'm not sure. I'm not sure if that is what causes that part of it or not.
I don't either.
Not a milk expert to know. I was just, you know, because ice cream, but it's, you know, it's ice cream is the cream. Anything dairy, like
yeah.
ice cream does.
No, I don't have any of that. I don't eat, drink milk. I don't have ice cream, nothing. I'm trying to lose weight anyway. My breathing seems a little better because I've dropped some weight, I think. You know, I'm not gasping like I used to. You know, so I think,
well,
you know, when you're heavy, you gasp as you walk around. If I'm sitting, I'm fine, but if I go to the car and stuff, it's not as bad lately, but and I think it's because I've lost the weight. I think it's all related somehow. I hope that's it.
Yeah, amen. Raina said hot ton of air from Cali is not good. It's Fukushima air. Some air from Canada too.
yes, get on the list for ordering. Oh, my gosh.
I'll take Air Jesus.
Yes.
And fly
yes.
right up.
Yep. You
I'm ready for heaven air, too.
You got it. So it's China. There's
yeah,
a great
so.
Movement, though, in China for revival and turning to Christ. Oh, boy. I mean, they have to kind of have to go underground, but, I mean, they do. But Christians are really on the rise there, you know. So.
Well, hopefully they're probably using this whole era thing. It's like, see
yeah,
what's happening.
Well, it could be. It could Jesus. Be. You never know. Yeah.
Jesus is the only one. He's the way, the
yeah.
truth, and the life.
Yep.
No one gets to the Father.
Anyway.
This. You don't. Do you have anything else, Lil Pat?
No, honey, I just wanted to read that.
We have 3 minutes left before if people want to call in, there's 3 minutes left. But if no one calls in, then I think I will shut it down, call it a night. We'll wait. Our live time ends in 3 minutes and 22 seconds.
Okay,
I know it was interesting because I've been watching the TV show The Voice. It's about, you know, finding a singer. It's called The Voice. Anyway.
Oh, yes, right.
Season was, like, so amazing. There was so much, so many songs about Jesus and God and hymns and anything.
Really?
Any other season and... Yeah, the one that won is a strong Christian, and he was saying, Mary,
wow.
did you know? He's saying, he's
that's
saying,
great.
Well, he's saying Hallelujah,
great.
The Leonard Cohen version, but, you know, the words about.
Yeah, it's a beautiful song. I think we have it on the, in our music.
Yeah, he's saying, oh, no, we don't have that one in our music.
Oh, you don't have Hallelujah? Oh.
No, with the
you know who sings it? Are the tenors. The tenors sing it so beautiful.
I sang the Christmas version, which is actually better, because that one actually talks about Jesus, the Christmas version.
Oh, I didn't know they had that.
Yeah, that's the one I sang on the show the other day.
Oh, yeah, right. You're right.
That was the Christmas version.
Very sweet.
But, he even talked about Jesus, and there were others singing about the Lord as well. So it's pretty amazing.
That's unusual that they didn't have a fuss, you know?
Oh, it's a pretty amazing seed planting time. It just proves the times we're in.
Right.
This is all, you know, going on. It's what's funny, actually. I love you all.
Love you, everybody.
Oh, am I going to play in my closing theme song, and then I'll finish my thought. We love
all
you,
right, honey.
We love you.
And the blood will dry underneath my nails, and the wind will rise up to fill my sails. So you can doubt and you can hate, but I know no matter what it takes, I'm coming home.
Talk to you tomorrow. Have a good night. Blessed night. Love you all.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.